the truth of it is most schools probably wouldn't want a QP as a mascot, and it was purely an accidental almost that it became a mascot for Hickman High School.
A caricature of Charlie Blackmore that names him Mr. QP hangs over his desk in his home office. A purple and gold flag waves on his front porch, also celebrating his beloved alma mater. Hickman High School's Crescent yearbooks line his shelf. Blackmore's gold sweatshirt pictures an angelic baby above a plug for his passion, QP.net. The 1963 Hickman graduate is the webmaster for the official QP gathering place, QP.net. The site hosts reunion news, pictures, a scholarship fund, and QP history. Blackmore was inspired to start the webpage in 1998 while organizing his 35-year high school reunion. His friend and fellow Hickman grad, Debbie Burke Smith, gave him a challenge.
And she kind of was put out sometimes as much time as I spent on the phone and trying to get things done on the reunion. And so she made a comment one time that, well, why don't you just see if you can't find everybody that ever went to that blank high school? And I said, well, someday I might do that. Well, I didn't wait long to get started doing it and started the webpage that right after our reunion was over in August. And the rest of it's just history.
Since 1998, Blackmore has built a database of close to 35,000 QP alum. He says about 5,000 of them have registered online through his webpage. He says his database is completely manual. He spends hours entering all the information, which he offers to class reunion organizers.
It was kind of a way to get people involved in reunions and give them a means of finding out about their reunions if the classes hadn't been able to locate them.
Although the numbers sound daunting, Blackmore says he loves this project. By connecting with so many people, he has become Columbia's resident QP historian.
But anyway, they live out here, and they live on the, coincidentally, they live on the same street.
He not only reconnects with alumni, he also stumbled upon the story of the QP mascot and added his findings to the webpage. Lucy Church found the page a few years back. Her great-uncle Sam Church was on the basketball team when the QP became the mascot in 1914. She was surprised the story her uncle told wasn't part of the website's history. Blackmore and Church began writing each other, and the true story of the QP was uncovered.
The story that he told his niece when she was a teenager and living in Kansas City at a family reunion was that a lady in the office, the secretary he referred to as, had started collecting QP dolls. And she took a QP doll and set it on the basketball floor during one of the games, and the QP lasted throughout the game without getting broken, and they won that game. And from that game forward, they won all the games that season and went undefeated and were the undisputed state champions.
That QP posed with the players in the team picture in Hickman's yearbook, and the rest is history. Hickman High School looks to Blackmore for QP history and networking for organizing reunions. Before he began this project, Blackmore worked for the U.S. Post Office and the Columbia Tribune. He retired in 2000, but sometimes he still stays up until 4 in the morning working. He also DJs under the air name Crazy Charlie and used to host a radio show on KLPN. He says the connections he's made and the people he's met drive his passion for the site.
And it's given me the opportunity to learn lots of stories about lots of people.
Blackmore says he's met someone from every class since 1928, the first class to graduate from Hickman. Luckily, his mind works like his database, and he can easily recall QP graduates and their individual stories, which makes him the ultimate QP genealogist. Shannon Whitney, KBIA News.